Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina, in front of a studio audience.
Yes.
Those people over there, those are the people that have a job where they work remote, but they also listen to podcasts.
Woo, 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 woo.
Give it up for the people over there. Now I know
these are the people
like,
that have sex with me sometimes.
Right. give it up for titty time, everybody.
You gotta make it.
Now of course it does seem like we were just here. Okay. I know everybody's like, wow, but you're gonna appreciate this, guys. When you don't have a podcast to listen to for the next couple of weeks, you're gonna come back to this episode and be like, man, you know what? I'm glad that they did that. So you're welcome in advance. Let me introduce the guest, recurring guest, record for most guest appearances on Last Week on Keith and the Girl. It's Keith and Hemda.
Thank you so much. And it's good to know that on this show, you get to your welcome people, because on the other one, we don't get to.
No,
that's frowned upon. I mean, you're allowed to do whatever you want, but there are frowns.
Right. That is true. That is true. People get really offended by that. There's a podcast that I'm a guest on sometimes.
Yeah.
And they do this thing where they give one episode behind the paywall and then one episode to everybody every week. But they always call the people that just get the episode, they call them free fucking freeloaders. And those people have written in like, how dare you? Like, what? Come on, man. It's a joke. They're comedians, but they don't like that.
It's hilarious. Also, like, enjoy. Like, maybe freeload is a good thing, right? Because you're doing it.
I know the show. It's Johnny Freeload. It's funny.
Yeah. And today's episode, speaking of free, is sponsored, because I don't do this for free, guys.
Sure.
It's sponsored. But it's only been 4 days, so we have the same sponsor. We just want to remind you to use Shopliftify, okay, everybody? It's the holiday season. Black Friday may have ended for everybody else, but I say everything's still half off for you.
Okay.
Walk up in there, go to the self-checkout and check out yourself. You know, take one thing for them, one thing for you. You get, you know, half off of whatever it is. You know, if you're going to buy one Diet Coke, get two Diet Cokes. Okay. One's on the house. Right. And you can, in this economy where everyone's got a tip, and you have to, you know, like if they were checking you out, they'd be like, can I also have a 20% tip? 20% tip yourself with some free stuff. Free candy, whatever you want to do, just make sure you go to the grocery store or wherever it is, that Target, the CVS, and just go ahead and get yourself some Shopliftify. Don't tell them we send you. Maybe
please
keep this one on the low.
Yeah.
This one's on you.
I guarantee you get busted, you get arrested,
mm-hmm,
the cops show you a fucking iPad. 20, 25, 30%.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like to tip on this? You had the right to 20%. And
but I heard that Black Friday deals are all year long. You just mm-hmm have to, like, if they call you out on it on the way out, you just be like, are you racist?
Right.
Is today White Thursday or something?
Right.
I thought
it was Black Friday. And I over here, we support Black people. Okay.
Do you know white people are putting chemicals in the water?
Yeah,
you know, shit like that. You can do.
Yeah, just go crazy. Okay. And of course, you know, got to read the small print. Please do not try this if you're not a white man. If you're not a straight white dude, not Keith, then
not over 6 feet tall.
If you're not, yeah, not over 6 feet tall, intimidating, maybe kind of look like a cop. Don't do this. All right, Shopliftify. Everywhere
don't do
items
this,
are sold.
Period. What?
There's no .com, guys. Just Shopliftify wherever items are sold and stolen.
But we do have a P.O. box.
We do have a P.O. box. Don't forget that. Also, of course, minimum wage.
Yes.
Last one of the year. Now, right. I almost went, there's so many to pick from. I almost went full circle because there was a girl.
Can I say this? In Keith and the Girl chat, sometimes people like bring up like, have you guys heard this story? Have you heard this story? Have you heard this story? And I'm like, yeah, we heard all these fucking stories. Like, oh, sorry, I'm behind. Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah, guys, I get sent these all the time. And by the way, if you send it to me, I'm not mad at you. Send it away. I don't care. But if you sent it, I just want you to know, I obviously saw that.
Right.
Like, I'm
if it's
finding
news
the ones
to you.
Right.
It's commonplace to us.
Right. But it's a nice thing that we share. We go, oh, right. Yeah, you're in on it too. But no, I saw that 7 months ago when it happened, because that's how long it takes for these stories to become big news.
Me and Rod, we're going to make this a podcast. I mean it.
We have to. Yes. We need to. I'm down, Keith. I'm down. Right. Okay. The thing is, we could have gone full circle, because one of the first.
Oh my God, are you going to call it Shopliftify? No, Minimum Raid. Oh my God, I was two stories behind. I just got excited.
We covered that already.
For your future. Okay.
And are you going to call it Fuck the Post Office?
So I could have gone full circle, because one of the first stories we covered was a girl who fatally stabbed another girl over sweet and sour sauce in D.C., Washington, D.C. And she has just now admitted to the fatal stabbing. So
after cameras,
after evidence, witnesses, cameras, and cell phone data. So I they're working the out bitch. Her. Shit. You got me. I admit it was me, guys. But I'm going to go with a new story, which is man sent to prison for throwing a pot of hot grease at Popeye's employee.
It, of course. And I remember that. And of course you have to. Mm-hmm. You fucking, mm-hmm. You go to jail. Never mind death penalty. There was a rape in the front. Like, right. You don't do that. But there wasn't. I saw him to like nod their head, like maybe, but there wasn't.
Here's when you can throw hot oil on somebody: if they're climbing up the walls of your castle.
Yes.
And
the capital.
They've gotten past the moat. You know. Okay, you can throw a little hot oil on somebody. Yeah, but sure. Pretty much no other time is that acceptable.
Give me the cannonball grease.
So, the Telegraph, citing prosecutors, report that this guy's name is Jordan Alexander Duncan.
Okay. He's
25.
All right.
Sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Korean.
Yeah, I wish I had his picture. Okay.
Just guessing.
But, this picture looks black, but.
No, it could just be black and white.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be a picture of the background of another article. Who knows?
Maybe it's the author. Who knows? All
right. I mean, I do love Popeyes, but I don't know if it's a racial thing. To 3 years in prison after admitting he launched the hot grease at Kelvin Early, a Popeyes worker in 2021.
At his coworker.
Just a Popeyes worker. It sounds like maybe this guy was a customer. Let's see. They say Early was working at the Mercer University Drive location. Early is the victim of the chicken fast food chain in November of that year when Duncan walked into the store. So this is a customer who threw hot. How do you get to the grease?
You don't let anybody next to the grease. You get right. If you even get to the fucking expediter station, that's a big word for this shit, but and you're not knocked out. That's crazy.
Yeah. You can't even hop the counter.
Yeah.
No, not the grease. The grease like a little bit further back.
If anybody doesn't know how you get to the worker area in a fast food restaurant, you go into the bathroom, go up the drop ceiling, come back down over to usually the left, if you know what I mean, I guess east.
You know what's funny? I feel like the way this happens is you as an employee are like, yeah, I fucking dare you. Like, I just can't see you like literally being flabbergasted the
Here's
whole time.
Here's the
like,
grease.
Wow. Yeah.
Here it is. Make your own fries. Make my own fries.
Yeah.
I'll burn like your face.
You know what's interesting is the post office here has all the glass in between. Mm. You have to close something to put a package before they can open it. So you can never reach them. And you're giving them full-on packages.
Yeah.
But the McDonald's, wide open. And I'm only imagining McDonald's makes even more than the post office, and the post office doesn't have grease, a hot stove. Like, you know, there's a huge difference here.
I can't think of the name. What's that name? Stamp Station?
Stamp Station.
Stamps.com? I put a glass barrier around it, so I feel like...
Now here's the thing, though, Keith. your sixth sense was not very off, okay? Because Duncan, the guy who threw the grease, was only there to pick up his last check. So he did used to work there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really thought it was a customer and there was just a little more grease in the fries than usual, like so much that you could throw it on someone. So that probably makes more sense what you just said. So we'll go with that. That you're
so he grabbed the pot, stuck it in the fryer, and then threw the grease on Early.
Who God, that's hot as fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is hot as fuck.
Did he reach the person with the grease? Who was he aiming at? Everyone?
The one who said, take that check and shove it, bitch. Yeah. And it's like, oh, really? Do you know there's a reason I left in the first place? And that was on my side in the good way? Splash. Oh, shit. Shouldn't have done that.
It's unclear why he threw the oil at Early.
Well, that's important.
According to the Telegraph, his lawyer and his mother.
Yes.
And even him himself testified that he has mental health issues and substance abuse problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of like how you qualify to get a job at Popeye's. Right. Right. Pretty sure that's on the application.
I showed a resume. They're like, is this a trick? Get the fuck out.
Sir, do you have mental health issues?
I'm like, no, I'll be good. Get out of here. People throw chairs in here. Fuck off.
Yeah. We need mental health issues to fight off these customers. Okay.
You guys, can I co-host with you?
Show start March 9th.
Okay. Fuck it. I'll produce it. Your first guest is Mike Lawrence.
And I already have t-shirts drawn up.
You guys, speaking of Shopliftify, I just put together a store.
She can't stop herself.
She can't. You know what? Like I'm getting nervous. I should put my feet up.
I feel like the night's coming and then just keeps gonna try to record a podcast and him just is gonna be in his apartment. Like, I mean, since you're doing it anyway, I might as well get
she
some
figures
opinions.
Out my Zoom and starts making faces and I'm like, damn it, get out of here.
You don't have to do this anymore.
Duncan puts up pieces of paper, loving it.
it's those emoji things.
Right. Matthew and Chad, who in therapy learn like put up a smiley face, put up a confused face. Right. She's doing hearts in Zoom.
Oh, did a heart on Zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's gonna fuck up our show.
It is. Focus. We can't have you. We can't have you doing this during the
I'm
night.
Already infiltrated.
Duncan, the guy who threw the grease, right, told the judge that he knew he needed to change and he was committed to getting there. Both he and his mother asked that he be sentenced to a rehab program in addition to prison time.
He was screaming for help. He's like, please, yeah, I need help. And they're like, here's your last check. Get the fuck out. And it's like, I need help.
I also love that they asked for rehabilitation in addition to prison time. Like, it wasn't a rather than prison time. It was like, oh, no, I need jail, too.
It's a clever trick. That was clever. Mm. Like, yeah. Hey, somebody's disfigured for life. Jail, of course. Can I get some help, too? Well, we'll only give you 3 months of jail, then. Thank you.
Smart. Early
can
did
I do
not
push-ups,
appear.
Drill Sergeant? Yeah. Good for him.
I'm just going to start doing it myself.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm so upset with me. Okay, that's
I'm the
fine.
Worst. I hate push-ups.
Yeah. And six. Woo. Yeah, we got to the bottom of that. Early did not.
God, my tries, I can feel them.
Yeah. I used to do that with my parents. I'd get like in trouble. I'd be like, I'm just going to go to my room. And then I'm like in there playing video games and reading and shit.
I never knew why I was in trouble, so I didn't know to do that. But
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have psychopath hair, so they were pretty. They were pretty predictable, you know. I was like, ooh, an F. I better go to my room and play video games.
As if you ever got an F.
I did.
The geniuses.
When I was younger, I used to be stupid. Well, I used to try to be stupid, and it was like very low expectations. And then I fucked around like in third grade and started trying. And I got all A's. And the next report card, I tried to go back to like C's and D's. My dad was like, I will whoop your ass.
I found it.
That was the end of that. So
that ride was over.
Yeah, but man, I miss those days. You know,
is that how like guys go to the grocery store and they get the dumbest shit? And it's like, because I can't do this.
Yep.
I don't know why.
And then for Christmas, I got the exact thing right color. And it's like, I knew it.
Like, yeah. Yeah, you motherfucker.
Listen, it's not like, look, groceries are hard, but I can definitely run a company. So
I think my dad literally used the words like, you don't get to be stupid. Like, just like straight up. It's like, no, dude, what is this shit?
That's like literally the opposite of you couldn't even begin to comprehend.
Yeah. You can and do comprehend. You can comprehend.
And you will.
Yeah, right. That was the tough part. It's like, you will be.
Yeah, I was scared of report cards. Why can't I just be like, Dad, I can't begin to comprehend fucking too much.
You know how you read the paper and go, and I never ask what's up?
That's kind of dumb, right? That's right? Stupid.
That's what I do to my teacher. They go, huh? And I go, not going to do it. Not falling for it.
You know how you laugh at the TV, like, for my attention, and I'm not interested, but I love to laugh? I'm kind of dumb.
Early did not appear for Duncan Sanderson, which also included an order for Duncan to stay away from Early and the Popeyes restaurant.
Oh, you can't go back there?
You can't go back to Popeyes, man.
For a year or what? Sucks. For a year?
It didn't say how long. Sounds like forever.
Oh, that's tough.
No, it's like 3 years, but after that you can apply.
Yeah, I want to know how long you worked there. 1 week?
Right. After you get out of prison, it's actually you get a raise if you go back to Popeyes.
When I was in jail for that stupid check shit, first meal was McDonald's, and it was so good. He doesn't get to have Popeyes when he gets out.
Yeah, that's
guy.
True.
Poor guy.
He got to send somebody else to Popeyes for him. Oh, man. Popeyes did not.
For him.
Popeyes did not comment.
Is this for Earl? No. No, but he wants his number 3, and you know how he likes it, he said. I mean, I said.
Yeah. I love that the news reached out to Popeyes for comment.
Did they respond? They said, fuck off, show up.
Right.
I wanted to this reporter wanted to throw grease in their face. The right. End.
They responded, love that chicken at Popeyes. they should have the black lady from the commercial respond. Like, I wouldn't be throwing no hot grease on people. That's crazy. Love that chicken at Popeyes.
Oh, where's my trumpet? Shit.
Oh man, Annie from Popeyes. I found out that she's like not even from America. She's like from one of the islands, like Virgin Islands or something.
Well, that they have to know stuff. Yeah,
yeah, but it just—I mean, I don't know. I don't.
She did put up a front as if
right.
She's from.
I can't help but think they yell "cut" in the Popeyes commercial, and then she starts talking like a British accent. I can't help but think it. She's like, y'all need to get down here and try my southern fried shrimp. Cut. Oh my God. This is bloody. It is bloody ridiculous out here. Why is it so hot? What is my line? What is it? Line? Like,
I do Shakespeare.
All right.
Seriously.
Now let's talk about some shows, guys.
All
we got
right.
More shows. All right, episode 3752, Morons, the TV show with Kevin Allison. Was he an asshole?
I don't date him, but no, he's the real deal. He's sweet. He's open. I can't picture somebody that doesn't tell you more about their lives casually. I like this guy.
Yeah, he's such an open book that it's almost like. How you just open, dog?
Right. You can't be happy.
Yeah. Close some chapters.
You know what? He's so open. And somebody got us on this. He's so open that he said, yeah, I had to drop a lot of things. Like he wasn't.
I was off the wagon on a couple things he said. Yeah.
And we were like, pass. Like if there's a story there, that's not like, and I needed to find more enlightenment and blah, blah, blah. Like, right. we get it. There's a story there as friends if we're sitting right. and having tea by the fire. Right. But, like, it's not the kind of tea that you want. So don't worry about it. We know.
We're going to yeah. assume it's booze or pills or something. That's it.
And he would have told us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would have told us because he can't help himself.
Yeah.
You got to trust.
If there was a good story behind it, he'd be like, I was in the alley and I was fucking... passed out and you're like, oh shit, but he's like, you know how it is.
Instead of drinking beer, I should have been drinking my piss. And what I decided to do, like, you know what he means. Come on.
It's also interesting because, like, I feel like last time you talked to him, it was everything was like just I'm changing 100% of my life. Yeah, it was all fast. The time.
Yeah.
Every day. It's like, no one can keep that up. That's a lot of change in a very short period of time. Forever, Kevin? Just forever.
I felt like I was Henda. At the that day where it's like, ooh, that's pretty fast. You mean yeah. well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad it's working for you, you know?
I think that's what Landmark, like I was saying on the show, relies on, is like your epiphany makes you feel like a superhero, and then you think you're operating at that level like indefinitely with no proper guidance or muscle use, and then you pull a muscle.
Yep.
Right.
I'm glad
you don't know what to do about pulling a muscle. You're going to pull a muscle, but if you already like found the doctor and are working right. with someone and blah, blah, blah.
Also, it's like cool because he didn't start a cult, you know, because like as he realized, like, shit, man, you can start a cult real easy like this.
Is that
he's like,
true?
Maybe I should chill out, you know?
Well, so me and Kenda have a phone call after every show, and she said something to the effect of like, did he just say he's starting a cult? And I'm like, no, he's questioning, you know, somebody said once.
I like that.
Hey, is this bad? Is this like what you're saying is also what bad people say? And it's like, no, it's like I said on the show, it's common phrases. So use a good or use a bad.
I also kind of like that his reasoning was like, oh, it'd be way too hard. To do like the cult stuff is an everyday, you gotta meet with these motherfuckers and do the bullshit.
You know what? I see what Henda thought that then.
Yeah. Like he didn't sound so turned off and like just that. Like obviously the moral ideas is bad too, right. but he also sounded like that's a lot of work. Like maybe we'll meet again in January. That's where I'm at with this. I'm not trying to be twin flames.
It's funny because I said, like, how did people join this group? And it seemed like a bad question. Yeah. He was like, actually, it's very private and you're too smart.
Yeah, maybe email me if you guys want to be in the group or something. Not here. Have either of you seen the Twin Flames documentary on Netflix?
No.
Okay. All right.
Which one is that one? Because
it's
a cult. Yeah, I feel like a bunch of cult things, and it's like, I had to stop because I'm like, let me guess, you know, and I hated guessing that, you know.
I think this was after you stopped, right? Because I think I watch a lot of these, mm-hmm. and I remember like the last one I think I remember you bringing up was like the asshole one where they're like, how to be a cult leader or something, and you're right. just like, you guys are really just ripping the band, like you guys are taking the mask off at this point. But this one was a cult that was started kind of during the pandemic. And the whole thing is basically taking place on Zoom. So like people were in a cult in a thing you could just log out of.
I wonder if that's easier for the asshole.
It sounded like it was easier, but also like if they would have had their druthers, they would have loved to have the people at a compound somewhere in person as opposed to on the internet. Because, you know, some people did leave the cult. And they couldn't get them back because, you know, it's Zoom.
Right.
But here's the
crazy thing.
The thing about this cult is it's a cult about, like, you and your partner. So I come to the cult and I'm like, how do I make my partner, my twin flame, my matching everything? And then I'm supposed to bring my partner in and da-da-da-da. Of course, first things first, a lot of the men left, right? The men were the quickest to be like, I'm not doing this cult shit. You're on your own. I'm tired of people telling me what to do. Even though the cult was very set up for like men to be like the king of the house and women should just do what they're told. And the men still left.
Wow.
But When the men left.
That's my dad, but my dad's the head of the household, but did nothing. Yeah. Don't make me think about it, but I'm the king. Yeah.
Some of these dudes were pieces of shit, and it was like, they still left. They were like, this is too crazy.
Huh.
But this is where it got wild to me, is when the men left, instead of the cult leaders admitting, okay, our twin flame thing, it might be a little wrong, it might be a little off, maybe that wasn't your soulmate, they would just go, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. Your other soulmate is this other lady who her husband left, and now you guys are soulmates, but because we told everybody it has to be a man and a woman, it's the only way this can work, one of you is trans, and you need to transition because you're actually a man.
That this is
okay, what if they got it right? And it's like, oh, finally. That was easier than I thought. Guys, I think I'm the trans one. you feel energy in the room. It was me. Okay.
It just so happens. Keep giving the money. And it just so happens you guys are already in the group. So, I mean, nothing to see here, guys. Just keep, please pay the money. Anyway, I'm glad he watched that documentary.
Those shows... These cult shows, you know how I feel. They're fucking morons. And they always are. And it reminds me about, I'm watching that Squid Game reality bullshit. The cult people are like, I'm very smart. I'm very intelligent. And you can't get me. But this fucking guy, he got me. He said, welcome and be comfortable. Nobody ever told me that.
My favorite thing about the cult documentaries is watching how many black people are in it, because I'm always rooting for none.
Sure.
And sure. And like in this
me
one,
too on my like, side. Turns out.
Yeah. We show man, up. You guys are in a bad slump. Okay. Y'all white people down bad with the cults. But there were three black people in this. I know I counted. And one of the women, they were interviewing her and she like worked there, but then she also kind of got mixed up in the cult. And she's like, yeah, you know, I didn't think I was going to find a twin flame because, you know, I'm black and I can't convince any black people to come hang out with all these white people. I was like, okay, I'll give you like a bonus point. You're only like half in the cult. Right. You're getting a check. Right. But yeah, so in addition, y'all talked about Chappelle.
I was thinking about you. Like, sometimes you think I'm too tough on people. What did you think?
Who, me? Oh,
yeah.
Me?
Yeah, or, specifically. Oh.
I don't think you were too tough on Chappelle.
I know how you feel about Chappelle. I just mean like, can a man apologize, Keith?
But he never really apologized.
Thank you.
Like he never, you know, I think he's extremely comfortable with his point of view. He's gonna always kind of line. I mean, like we all do. We line up on our own side. So he's always gonna paint himself as like this guy that this thing is happening to. Well, I just saw a clip where he was getting interviewed about the, remember we went to the kids, his alma mater,
yeah,
gave a speech, took away everybody's phone. The kids asked questions. He got like a really bad attitude with them and shit. And he was doing this interview and then the guy asked him about those kids. Like, is that an ongoing conversation where, you know, you said you wanted to start a dialogue.
About trans stuff, yeah.
Yeah, is that happening with these artistic kids? And he's like, you know, his thing is like, it's not really about trans people, it's about the art. And these kids are future artists. And like, what are you going to be allowed to say? I'm not saying it's just like a freedom of speech thing. Like they're going to throw me in jail, but they don't understand, blah, blah, blah. But by the end, he was like, you know, if you want to silence me. And then I'm like, that's not what happened. You flip it to another angle at the end because it's more sympathetic to be like, wow, they tried to silence Dave Chappelle. Yeah. That's not fair. But, you know, everyone advocates for themselves. As far as these comments, the stuff he says on those specials made him a hero to the kind of people that don't fuck with trans people.
Yes.
It is what it is. He can't take it back. He can say he was joking, but I remember the articles at the time, places like, you know, the Breitbart and stuff were writing up like he stood up to the people. So Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, these people who do pass laws against trans people that I'm sure he would say like, well, I'm not down with the laws or whatever. Well, they think you're a hero, yes, because of what you've expressed. So, of course, they want to take a picture with it. You got to deal with it. You may not feel like you're standing next to Lauren Boebert, but your words definitely are standing next to Lauren Boebert. Yes. And people used your words. I saw people online. That's when how we always say comedians are philosophers, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, no, I'm just making jokes.
Right.
Well, that's the time that those people decided you are a philosopher. You're speaking truth to power. And this is the consequences of that speech. It's not just people not liking you. It's the wrong people liking you sometimes.
I believed he was part of that 100%. That I'm willing to admit that, or willing to think that, okay, he got caught up in a picture. But then he couldn't fucking explain it or have a point of view or be anti it. But anyway, the point is, yes, right away, I assumed it was fucking 100%.
I did too when I first saw it. I was like, that checks out with the things you said. And especially with her caption being about trans people, I wouldn't think that he would be objection. Like, he would have an objection to the idea that she's like, just three people that believe there's only two genders. Dave, you kind of say that. Multiple times now over a period of time that I can't be like, oh, it's just like a joke, guys. Let's not take them too serious. Like, I don't know, four specials later, I do have to take you serious. You do mean that shit.
Right. And I'm not picking on Henda, but Henda did bring up the point. Like, it looks like he was walking through the picture. Well, he's not going to smile. He's always a cool cat. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm Dave.
And I think he was walking through. Everything could be exactly as it looked like.
Yeah.
I was walking through. She wanted to take a picture. I said yes because I wanted to be polite. And also, I think he even said something to allude to the point of, like, I don't want to look like I only am down with one side, which is such a...
So
it's 2023 at this point, bro. You kind of...
Didn't you fuck up with Trump on SNL? Did you learn your lesson?
Let's give him a chance. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It just is what it is. I it doesn't make him not one of the greatest comedians to ever live or whatever. It's just, bro, you got stuck on this issue and in a political climate, and this is the consequences of getting stuck on that shit.
Yeah.
I love the point.
It'd be like if somebody I took a picture with, I don't know, the Church of Satan, and then it's like, here's another guy who hates God. I'm like, well, people might believe that. But guys, it was nothing about that.
Right. Yeah. I think, and also I feel like, I mean, I know he's a cool customer and you can do what you want, but I know if it happened to me, I would just be so fast to be like, no, that ain't what happened, guys. Everybody calm the fuck down. Right. I was just minding my goddamn business or whatever. You know, it was a little bit of you kind of, you know, you like being in this middle ground, and there's just no middle ground anymore in America, especially now when it comes to like trans people. You're not going to, the parties don't have a middle, bro. Right. It's just either kill them all or like they should have equal rights. There's no in between.
For the thing is, and
it's not your job also to like go out and have to respond, except you literally go on a stage and respond to everything. Sorry, Kanda.
Well, what I'm saying is there is no response because he does agree with it. So he can't say, I don't agree with this.
Right.
So the only thing he could say is, we're not friends. You know, like the only thing he can say is this is petty, because he can't say, I don't believe in that. He can say, just because we believe in the same things, it doesn't mean I want to, like, it doesn't mean this portrayal of our relationship is real. This is you catching me off guard. That's as far as he can go. Do you really want to say that? No, because you kind of want to be the person who goes, I don't believe in the same thing that you do, but you can't say that.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I think he'd like to be performatively objective. Like this, a lot of people do this where they're like, I'm above it all. You know, like I'll take pictures with either side because it's all bullshit to me. It's like, yeah, but then you got on stage and said the things that the other people say. So you can't even do the like, hey, I just don't even care about this. No, you do. You do. And you care on the side that they're on. So
Craig,
I do love
Craig tells me Craig has worked with Dave Chappelle a couple times and he does like freaky art shit. So, you know, of course, there's transgender people. There's people pulling, you know, not to compare the two, but pulling joints out of their asshole and handing it to Dave. And it's like, he's like, no, Dave's a good guy. And I didn't see him do anything wrong with transgender people. I'm like, well, he didn't punch them. what did he expect? I'm just going by these words in the picture. I believed it.
But also remember, like, listen to how you just depicted that. You depicted what's kind of a freak show. The only thing outside of that is trans people, but that is how Dave Chappelle sees him. That's how everybody in that room sees trans people is like, and that's how they see a lot of times little people, you know, like, oh, we'll get midgets and trannies. And these were the words, you know, and then also somebody who smokes out of their butt and like people who do, you know, like the freaky shit. And these are freaky people. So, oh, there were trans people. Yeah. the freaks were out, weren't they? But that, like, you wouldn't want whatever you are to be called the freak. You know, right. You wouldn't want your people, whatever that is to anybody speaking, to be like, and we also have this group of people. I don't want to be, that's not, it's different.
I think also because Chappelle does a lot of jokes.
Sorry, Craig, if that came up too.
Yeah, Craig, please don't. It's almost Christmas, bro. It's like first day of Hanukkah. Like, let's end the year on a good year. Can't you mean nothing by it, bro. It's all good.
You should. I know you're not going to like make a new friend, and they totally understand. It's a little hard. Make up that you saw, like, you met a friend. And then, like, the stuff that, you know, Craig doesn't want you to say.
Oh, I met a friend. He ran The Box in New York City. A real fucking place. Celebrities can get crazy in.
Small world, man. What a crazy world. But the other thing is, Dave does so much work around, like, being Black, racism, and, like, the oppression that Black people face. I mean, he has one thing that is a special, quote unquote, there's not a joke in it. It's just about George Floyd, and it's very fucking serious. And so he can understand what it's like. So to be like, but trans people, that's just funny, right? And you're like, I don't know, not in this world, not in this environment.
And then you go back to, this is why everybody tells each other to just speak from your experience. Right. Because you might think it's funny because you're not in that experience. You don't know what funny truly is. You never will. And you say that about Black people. Don't tell Black jokes. I'll tell Black jokes. You know, like, don't worry about the Black jokes. Tell whatever the fuck you are jokes, because you're going to be so much more accurate.
Yeah.
Because that's who you are. That's it. There's no way for you not to be accurate.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't think, like, hate has to be like, I saw a trans person, I tried to kill him. Like there are people that hate people that don't do shit to people. Like, it's, or they make hateful work, but it's not like, it's like, you know, a rapper might hate women, but not be physically beating up women, but he still, the music means he hates women. I heard the words, you know what I mean?
So, I think that's why it's called marginalized. It's pushed to the corner of a room where that's how you see people. And that's a corner that they can't thrive from, or at least they're held down, you know, more so that if they want to thrive, they have to push through that ceiling.
And also, it's hard to feel bad for them. You're speaking, you're at, like, Congress, and you're fine. You're like, you know, like, the picture was taken in the halls of power. Like, I was trying to talk to the CBC, the Congressional Black Congress, and this white lady pulled me to the side. Like, you're not the victim here, dude. You're a comedian when you want to be, and then advisor to the halls of power when you don't. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. I do love the point that Keith made about how we're not supposed to know this much about each other with social media and celebrities. It makes me understand nerd reference, I'm sorry, but it makes me understand Jean Grey. Every scene about Jean Grey, the Phoenix and the X-Men, and she's psychic, and they always have a scene in every movie where she can hear everyone's thoughts, and it always makes her go crazy.
Right.
That's how I feel like that's life now.
Right.
like, why did you tell me this, Rihanna? I don't need to know. I don't care. I don't care. It's fine. It's fine, Rihanna. It's fine. Just go have babies and make music. Oh, God.
Let me just jerk it. I don't need this opinion.
Yeah. I saw something the other day that was like, this porn star, Brandy something, was like, she gives her take on the college football playoffs. I was like, what are we doing? Are we out of things to talk about? You don't even care about this person that wrote this.
And then look to the studio audience. I don't even know her last name.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys still gonna whack it to her, or you guys, because I mean, she thought Florida State shouldn't have got in. Fuck out of here, man. Keith might have gotten, or at least he tried. But best rant nomination for Squid Games. Gotta be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It may even be a multiple episode rant. I don't know if anyone's ever pieced together different episodes, but goddamn, man, I'm starting to think you don't like this show.
I think I was nominated for, I think it was this show, this rant. Yeah. Oh, it gets me so riled up. In fact, not to jump ahead, but the poll for the final show of the week was, will Keith end up watching Squid Game, the challenge season? 87.5% say yes, because of kind of his attitude. There's no fucking way. Last one I saw was Jersey Shore, I count as one of those shows. Before that's the first season of Survivor. I think I'm good for a decade or two.
If I come up with one way for you to admit that if this way would happen,
if you're in it, no.
No.
Even if Hinda was in it, you wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch it.
Of course. Yes, I would. Oh, okay. What are you sad now?
Russell Crowe.
If Russell Crowe was in it.
Yeah. Yep. He's one of the contestants.
Do you know who Russell Crowe is?
The whatever Crowe version you like. What, you know, Russell, one of the white guys.
Okay.
Kurt Russell.
Oh my God, I knew it.
I got you, sis.
I knew there's no fucking way she's picking Russell Crowe for whatever reason.
So violent trailers.
If Brussels sprouts was in it.
No, I would not. That would just be
if
sad.
If there was broccoli rock,
I won't even see Godzilla and Kurt Russell. So no.
So not even Celebrity Squid Game.
No.
Season 2 Celebrity. Okay.
Oh.
What if Brett Michaels... Okay,
that's not fair.
It's all these favorite celebrities that he watched their reality show.
What is Brett Michaels, Sebastian Bach, Guns N' Roses' latest new song?
Limp Bizkit.
Is everyone from Celebrity Rehab?
What if it's Corey Feldman? Well, sure, Hamda. And I want to see them run and pause. They'd be like, this took 7 hours. Fuck off. Yes, I would watch that.
Oh, okay, man. We came up with several...
I'm not gonna lie. I did vote yes. So
I voted no. You're the only one. I'm literally the only one.
Oh my God.
Literally.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. What's the phone?
You should believe in yourself, but like your true self, like how we do.
Believe like we know.
Believe like not in Kevin. In Keith.
The poll for this one was: have you watched any of the Squid Game, the challenge? 12.5%. So nobody even watches this. So it's my duty to inform everybody day by day what's happening.
Yeah, season 2 will be the same. Yeah. We'll need you to put in your yeoman's work and watch it when we don't.
Try not to.
What could it be? It'd have to be all new games. So that's dumb.
Find out at 10 p.m.
I won't find out. God damn it.
I like that Keith is like, I'm not watching this. There's no way. And we don't believe him. Like, more people were like, he'll quit alcohol. No problem. he'll never go back. But this shit, we're like, he'll definitely.
Yeah. What's he doing that Tuesday? Come on.
Yeah, come on. You're paying for the streaming channel already. I love that no one's watching it, too. Because, like, Keith's the only person I've heard talk about it on anything. I listen to everything. I'm on Twitter. Keith knows the intricate details of each fucking episode.
Everybody loved, they pretended, that first fictional bullshit. Right. All of a sudden, they're not interested in this. That means you didn't like it in the first place.
But what a curse you have.
If it was the Godfather reality show, everybody would watch it. They're lying about liking that bullshit.
But it's a curse you have because you can't even just watch it in the way that I would, where I would put it on and fold clothes and do dishes. No,
I got to hear every little whisper.
Right. Oh, it's a curse. This is hell. Yeah. This is someone's hell.
It really is. Someone's.
Yeah. I mean, yours, I guess, if you watch season 2.
You know what that teaches us, everybody? Let your kids watch TV. Look how desperate, you know? Like, some people are like, you know what? Have a beer. Like,
he's going to start reading books now. That's how bad it is.
His father should have been like, you know what? Go to the movies.
Right.
Well, the way
you did this to him.
The way people watch TV, let your kids watch. They're not watching. What if there's suggestive language? They don't give a shit. They're picking
their
nose.
But can you admit sometimes they're right? It is right to watch Squid Games the way I would watch it, which is not at all. Just fucking do whatever, have sex, Netflix and chill on it, fucking play video games. Who gives a fuck?
Play video games on the TV. Who gives a shit?
Play video games on the TV, have Squid Games on your phone. Count that as watching. Be like,
listen to it like it's a podcast, whatever.
Yes.
You know, it's not, it's very
rewind podcasts if I miss something for 5 seconds. True story.
Mm-hmm. It's very possible that they're actually making movies now and shows that it's like they'll fall asleep to this. It's fine.
We need picture in picture So I can be playing a video game and then Squid Game's in the corner and I pretend that that counts. But yeah, I watch Squid Games. I play Power Washer. It was the same fucking thing.
I order Squid. I have sex.
Episode 3753, Reality Check with Ian Lockwood.
Yes.
Was he an asshole?
No. He was, he had a microphone and he was cool.
Yeah. Sound quality was good.
Yeah. He did all the things. Yeah.
How'd you find him? Through like PR thing or
yep, just he found us or his person found us.
Now, what is the deal? Do you do like a background check when these people write and you're like, let me check their stand up, their Twitter? Or is it kind of like, I'll trust you, you know, like whoever reached out, you know, you've been pretty solid. Or is it just like, if they're an asshole, we'll find out on the show and then we'll have good content for last week.
There's usually in the email something that it's like, and you're going to want to know about this. And it's like, okay, we get to ask about that. If that's a good enough question, that's usually the start of a passable person because they already said they'll talk about this story. Then you check out their material. So you're not just randomly getting a person who's like down with everybody, you know, like just to see their point of view, to see how they express their point of view. And then, you can also listen to them being interviewed or watch their sketches to see what they even think is funny. And like, yeah, research is done, regular research. Sometimes I'm like, you know, one of us will point to the other one and go, I don't know, if you like him, I like him, you know, like if you're on the border of something, like I could see him being good. I could see him being this way. So, yeah. But usually if they give up a little piece of information, it's like, well, we have that. We know you're willing to like, not be embarrassed by something. So that's right. Cool.
Yeah, that works. I think we've had people reach out to our podcast before and similar things. I'll normally try to listen to like a podcast they've been on sometimes just to check. Yeah. But most of the time they let you know right away in whatever their little press release is. I remember one time a guy reached out and his name was Conservative Black Gay Atheist. And I was just like, you sound like a handful. Right. Sound like I'm gonna have to apologize, like the feedback show. Like, guys, we didn't know, and no one's gonna believe us because your name is everything that's gonna be like brought up on the show.
I'm all for labels, but I can't think of three adjectives about me.
Right, exactly. he's like, here's three contradictory things about myself. Like,
there's also the clear robot of like, I would love to book this on your blog. And it's like, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate those. Oh, yeah. God. Dear the black guy who tips. You're like, right. You don't even
totally
know
totally different
names.
Font. Right.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even fucking try. I did love the conversation on artificial intelligence. I always find those things interesting. I think AI is like I feel like AI is either, it's on its way, it's gonna come, it's gonna take everything over, or it's like the new crypto. And I don't know which one is right.
Right.
We're gonna find out, because I feel like it's so much money around this AI shit, and people getting like super, super, super rich. But then when you see what the AI made, I'm always like, no way they gave you $100 million for this. It's no way.
You can't draw fingers, you stupid robot.
Right, like, I shouldn't be able to tell it's fake if you made that much money. I should be like, damn, it's good.
I think I don't know what. Something's going to happen in our lifetime. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I think the movie Her is a documentary from the future.
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
They leaked it so that we're like, they're like, hey, we get that you're quote woke, LOL, okay. But can you like actually wake up? Here's this.
Right.
It has a love story.
At the end, the AIs end up falling for each other. So like humans still end up alone.
Yeah, I was bored by Her. I can see watching it again and being like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved Her, but yeah, it was so like weird and yeah, now we're there, you know?
She's
now
fucking like there. Little kids, right? If you have the operating system.
Right. If she's in love, if she can fall in love with anybody, why wouldn't it be able to fall in love with a fifth grader who got that thing? Yeah. Maybe not fucking them.
Oh, is this the thing about the children's fucking...
You know me and Keith think about the kids not being fucked. I think that's not
If okay. you tell me it's a satire, it's I'm going to kill myself. And,
okay. No, this is what we're pointed at.
I'm like, sorry. Kendon loves Kendon those talking... three movies, and I'm shitting on one of them. I apologize. That's true. Oh, my God.
Wait till we talk about Annie.
Yeah. And honestly, I think if you have like a clown personality that's imaginary and is talking to you, that's also fucked up.
There, he said it.
Who is, this is a long segment, but I actually loved it. I feel like we learned the whole thing. Who, but I have a question. Yep. Who is the situations book for?
Douches.
Because I feel like the people that are into him enough to read his book don't read books.
Kinda made that point. Like, maybe it's just you buy it so that you can hand it to him in person and be like, can you sign this?
You're out of souvenirs. Yeah. Like, or you have to, you know, take your ticket, which doesn't exist anymore. There's not a lot of paper goods. So to support the person, he gave you another souvenir that, you know, maybe he's right. done signing tits. Now it's booked.
Feel like we
of age.
We yeah. heard the whole thing, right?
Right.
Like, I feel like Keith read 10 minutes of it. That's the book.
Chapter 1, laundry. Chapter 2, gym.
Yeah.
Chapter
and it
three,
doesn't even
tanning.
Sound like he had a real helper. It sounds like he dictated the book to the, like normally they have like a ghostwriter that makes it into something intelligible, but there was like shit in there that was ad libs. It shouldn't even be in the book.
You know how
what
speech
it sounds like? It sounds like he said, "Hey Siri," and then just talk to
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's what you were saying. Okay.
Speech to text, and it's like, okay, good enough. A lot of ellipses, words right. are spelled wrong. Okay.
All the editor did was just like spell the words right, take out fucking. Like, because he probably says like fucking a lot, like, oh, right. there's fucking like 20 people there or some fucking thing at this party. He probably took that out and they're like, all right, we got a book. Oh, man. Good luck to everyone. Oh, unless you get the audio book and he reads it. If you get the audio book and it's him reading it, I take it back. I can see people being into that.
I bet you hear the edits literally every second sentence.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
There's pauses, there's words cut off.
That's when we need AI. That's when we find some AI that can do his voice and just read the book, because there's no fucking way that guy makes it in one take.
Chapter 4, beating back the beat. Now, what I meant by this was the beat is coming through the speakers. So what if you pretend to punch it back and that's a form of dancing? Chapter 5.
Okay, now I want a YouTube series of him reading the book. I want him with reading glasses, a scarf. Sitting down, reading us his book. What was the poll for this episode?
Well, we were talking to Ian. One of his songs was about two 16-year-olds, and one wants to be friends, but it's really because he's in love with the parents. Not necessarily sexually, but like, this is a cool, your parents are cool, I get to drink at 16 years old, this kind of thing. Have you had a crush on a friend's parent? And I hit no, and I would think, yeah, right. But I'm thinking I had crushes on teachers, but never a friend's parent. Anyway, 36% yes, 64% no.
Did you know any friends' parents?
There was one that made fucking great eggs.
You had like two interactions with other adults.
Yeah, and they didn't make the cut, though. You would think that would be easy crush.
Yeah. Well, especially like there's an age where like as a boy, you're just your hormonal body is crushing on everybody and everything. So it wouldn't even take much. Great eggs would qualify you.
I knew my neighbors. Like there were like, you know, five within a mile. I knew them.
All right.
No.
I didn't either. That's interesting.
I didn't either. But like, are we talking a sexual crush? Because when I was a kid, people's fathers were old. Like, that's old to me. I couldn't picture, like, having a crush on a man.
A crush, like, I want to hang out with them again.
Oh, like buddies?
Anything. It's a
no,
crush.
No, I feel safe at your house because I'm allowed to have thoughts here. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
No, if you have to reach, it doesn't count. It's a crush, for God's sakes.
I don't think I had warm feelings towards anybody's parents. Right. I don't think, yeah, it's like, all right, these are parental units. I do have to mention, though, his songs The song you put at the end, so fucking funny.
Good.
Oh man, so good. Just by the time it gets to like the third verse, it's so crazy. Right. The farmer is like talking about being black ops and they're about to kill somebody, and I don't think this is a club. Oh, so fucking smart and funny and good.
And I was nervous he was gonna be like, no, put the AI one on the latest, and I'd be like, I'd let people see that video. This one is the one that has to be on.
Yeah.
It's the first one I heard, and it was great.
The next episode, 3754, party, holiday party, with Michael Fox.
Yes.
Was she an asshole?
I realized she has better internet access downstairs, and so do it downstairs. Don't be lazy, okay. Just because it's more fun being upstairs. Other than that, no.
Little choppy.
Yeah, a little choppy. Was it too much?
Not to me, okay. But I'm one of the nicest people on the planet. So.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm pretty sure on Sunday she'll be coming in from the other room.
Okay, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. We got that. We got the Kickstarter funded. We got the silent trailers coming up Sunday. You know, got to be there, be live. I gave to the Kickstarter, so I'm expecting a ticket.
Bless you.
So I can see the crew.
But I'm playing against her. I want bad internet in this case.
Yeah, right. You would like it to be choppy.
Yeah.
What if she used the choppiness to cheat, though? You're like, oh, no, you couldn't hear me because it was chopped up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right. You're right.
Oh, no, bad internet loses points even if you get it right.
Nice.
Oh,
okay. All right. New rules. Let's go. Hold her to this, Keith.
2023.
You got 3 months to hold her to this. But yeah, I always like when Micah comes on. She's always so fucking funny. And also like another open book, you know, like, wow, I wouldn't have told everybody that, but I feel like that's what makes her so great.
Yeah.
Is the world, you asked her a question.
Yes.
Is the world shittier to you, Micah, now that you're sober, and does it affect your comedy? Keith, is the world shittier to you? Now that you're sober, and does it affect your comedy?
It's not, and no, it doesn't, and things are better.
Mm. So if you're out there and you're struggling, you can't blame it on the world. Like, if I'm stopped drinking, the world would be shittier. Keith's telling you, Micah's telling you, still shitty the same way.
Right, it's the same shitty.
The same shit, the alcohol's not even helping.
Now you recognize it, and you're like, oh, I can give up sooner with this thing.
I love the discussion about the quote unquote racist kid at the Chiefs in Native American garb or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I thought was the funniest part about it is there were a lot of people that were being like, oh, you thought you got him.
Yeah.
It's not blackface. It's just Native American face. And everybody was like, wouldn't that still be racist? And then he was like, but this kid is like part Native American and belongs to a certain tribe, and it's okay. And then the tribe put out a statement like, it's not okay. We actually don't support that. People do what they want to do.
That's funny. Good.
But we as a tribe, we don't think people should be dressing up in our garb for a fucking football game, you know?
Right.
Which is always funny because it's a football game. It's not like he dressed up for some celebration of Native American. Yeah, like, no, you dressed up to go to a football game, dude. You can't pretend. And this is parents' fault, obviously, not the kid. But sure. You can't pretend like we're the, oh, look at these assholes. Like, right. no, you can't trick me. You weren't like, oh, I'll just celebrate my heritage. I go to school like this. Sometimes I catch the bus. Like, no, you don't. You were doing this for a football team.
Right.
But I also don't make this kid an example of this nonsense, because you're just filling papers. This is stupid. At the end of the day, we did not need to discuss if this kid is racist or not. I thought it was too extra, and I understand why they're being sued.
Well, you know what? This is what happened when journalism chases Twitter.
Yeah, it's because not this the is news.
This is the perfect Twitter trending story, right? This is like, it should happen on Twitter, stay on Twitter, only Twitter, because there's no journalistic expectations. There's no like true weight behind it, because people are talking shit and they could be some fucking troll or they could be a real person. We don't know. Once you put Deadspin and a byline under it, you just took it to a real place where you can get sued, you know? And I'm not saying that people shouldn't talk about it or should talk about it on Twitter. I'm saying it, it's the kind of thing that does get talked about on Twitter, and there's never going to be a stop to that. But Deadspin, come on. It was a slow Sunday.
Right.
You cover sports. There was a game. You did not talk about the game. You could have even talked about Taylor Swift. You could have been like, Taylor Swift was at the game. You didn't do that. You went with, look at this 9-year-old. The fuck?
Yeah, yeah. You know he didn't see the game, for what that's worth. Yeah, you're right. Of course. You saw a picture.
Right. I do question the results of the office party cheating poll. 20% seems mad high. I worked in offices for so long.
I ain't fucked nobody.
Well, I just can't imagine 1 out of every 5 people hooking up. Like, that's such a high percentage. Maybe like there's some companies where like 100% of people hook up and it's driving. Driving the average.
Well, you say 1 out of 5, but remember, it takes 2 people at these parties. So really, it's
2 out of 10.
It's 0.1 out of 5.
But then again, also, like, if you have a department and like, yeah, like you guys said, like one person hooks up, they hook up with another person. That department could be 10 or 20 people. So I guess it would 20% is not a lot. It,
20% is a lot.
Cheating. That's so
20%
much.
20% is a lot, so man. And like, so I don't know if I've ever been to these fucking company parties, but the cheating is not, like, the hookups are not on the low. Like, it's like people are like making out and shit. Like, they're like, and it's like they come to work the next day and we're like, fuck, dude, I saw your dick last night. What was that about? Right. You know, like, I can't imagine that 1 out of 5. I can't imagine that higher percentage. I'm sure it happens, though.
I meant 0.5 out of 5. But yeah, every office party I've been to, I see people get nuts and I see obviously flirting that's out of line. I believe it.
I do believe it happens. Just 20% feels high. That's all.
20% with cheating, 20% hookups,
you cheated.
Is
you didn't just say like an out of pocket comment, dog. You fucking cheated at the Christmas party and everybody going, no, that's crazy. But that, you know what?
But isn't that, but that's normal, right? Or we understand it is that the next day somebody has to apologize. Somebody blacked out. Somebody told the boss to fuck off. So somebody's fucking.
Yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the percentage. I'm hung
I
up
get
on.
You.
It's not
I get
the,
you.
Yeah, like if you would have done the same poll and said 10%, I probably would have been like, that sounds right. I don't know why 20% was like, fuck, too many. That's too many. Somebody lying. I feel like they should have said 10%, and then we all went, but it's really 20. That's how it feels like it should have went. Instead, mm-hmm. they said 20. I'm like, but if it's 20, it's 40.
Right.
That's how that works. No one's telling. Get the fuck out. Anyway, good luck out there, people.
Anyway, now's the time to either be a doorman or get an office job. It's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you have to be there for seasonal workers? Or like, I'm just here for the fucking. As soon as the first is up, I'm out of here. As soon as New Year's arrives.
You're an intern. So you guys having a party later?
Yeah.
It's like the reverse signing up for a gym.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, like before the Me Too movement, people were openly talk about who hooked up at the party. And I haven't worked at a job since then. Mm. But now I wonder if they're like, if they understand like that is not to be like common, like, ha ha, you fucked Kevin.
Like you'll get in trouble. I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's not as cute as it used to be, is it?
Check the manual. See if that's even allowed consensually.
Yeah, exactly. You fucked Kevin. Oh, what do you mean HR wants to talk to me? A witness.
You come in the next day, like your dress is off, makeup smeared, you're wearing the same shit from last night, and you're like, and somebody goes, hey, and it's like, you can't say nothing.
Yeah. Me too. All right. I don't know the rules. I'm scared. Maybe that's how TJ Holmes and Amy hooked up, the 2 morning show people. Mm. Maybe it was a Christmas party. They hooked up. Hello. And next thing you know, they're having an affair.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they were playing a really weird version of Squid Game, and it was musical chairs, and no one reads the rules.
Oh, do
honestly,
you think the next season
check that box?
Is the next season gonna have musical chairs?
Yes,
it better. I'm surprised.
All right, I'm in.
They're gonna Run, catch, kiss. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Duck, goose. Keith, I don't know if you listen to this, but you know Amy and TJ have a podcast.
I know that they do from reading it, but that's
okay.
All.
I listened to episode 1.
And?
Let me tell you.
Thank you for your service.
Did they make up that they didn't cheat?
Get like me. Oh, they are sticking to that lie. It is bullshit. So good.
That's a
and they're doing that thing where like if you ever watch like this TV show Scandal or something like that, right. Where like this woman was basically like a crisis manager and she helps people and shit. It's like that woman was in the room helping them. They're doing the show. It's in a hotel room. There's four or five like staff there helping record everything. But they kind of laugh like when Karen's in the background here.
Right.
she stepped out for a second, guys. The show's still funny. they like kind of chuckle along with them. But like their delivery is so fucking smooth. They must have practiced it. It feels so fake. But right. That's what that job is. Morning sure. TV is fake. Oh, I loved listening to it. It was funny. So good. And they have like in the story, like in part of the story, she's like, you know, he was like, you know, I was still working during this time when this all dropped, and I was in a dark place, you know, and I went home and at like 11 a.m. and then she picks up immediately, like she almost finishes his sentence. Like it's that practice where she's like, yes. And, you know, that was the day I was calling and you texted me some things and I was started to get concerned. And he's like, yeah, I didn't even realize I was texting in, past tense. And she's like, yes. And so I was so scared. My parents were there. I told my dad, I rushed over to your apartment.
I blew you in the car.
I told my dad came with me. I told the doorman, Fred, you know, Fred loves you. Fred loves you. And Fred, I said, Fred, I have to check on him. Can you let me up? So he goes up with me. We come into the apartment and it was the scariest moment. You were just laying there on the bed. You were motionless. And I thought something happened to you. You know, the scariest moment of my life was when I had to touch your body to see if you were still breathing. And I was like, this is so good. This is a great story. Stick to this lie. I hope it's the best. It's the best. I love them. And I think I'm in.
I love thinking about the exes. Yes. They got together. Like they had to fuck dirty at first, right? That had to be sexy.
Honest to God, that's gotta be the best sex on the earth.
Yeah.
Cause it's righteous sex. You're not wrong.
I take my ring off and she goes, no, let's keep our rings.
Leave them on. It's petty, right? It's kind of because you shouldn't really be looking. You don't know this motherfucker.
Right.
It's petty. It's vengeance. You know, it's juicy gossip because like we don't know these people.
Right.
And yet we're like the exes are hooking up and it's news. It's front page fucking news.
As their first podcast comes out too, nobody cares about this podcast but you.
Yes, and since they talked about this scandal, I feel like maybe one day we'll get an episode about the exes. You know, because he alluded to some like blackmailery type stuff, and I feel like it must have been the exes who were like, "We're going to go public with these pictures if you motherfuckers don't tell the world or whatever." Because he's like, you know, I don't want to get into exactly what happened, but we knew the pictures were coming and we should have got ahead of it. Maybe we made some mistakes. And I'm like, that feels like an ex was like, yeah, an ex was like, I'm going to fucking tell everybody what you're doing and how you're cheating on me. And you were like, fuck you, bitch. You ain't going to do shit. Yeah. And then they did it. And you were like, oh, maybe we should have got ahead of this. Like, yeah, you ain't shit. And they were definitely lying. And the reason I know they're lying about not cheating, it's because the exes at the time came out and were like, we were blindsided. We were still this motherfucker. I found a letter from her saying all this sexual shit. He's a liar. So, but I don't care. Keep lying.
Sure.
This is fucking great podcasting. Stick to it as long as you can. I'm in.
This is hate listening that I can appreciate. Like, yes. You really hate somebody and keep listening. That's strange. But this, yes.
Yeah, because also it's like, so non-consequential. Like, this is the perfect amount of, like, I can hate listen. It doesn't mean anything. Who gives a fuck if these people are fucking other people? I actually never care. But if you're going to entertain me with lies, well, now I got to hear. Okay? Lie to me, baby. Speaking of lies, I wonder if Diddy's statement of denial is going to open him up like it did Cosby and, like, because remember, Cosby had settled this shit.
Yes.
Then he couldn't help himself. He started being like, these bitches is lying. And then it was like, oh, that's actionable in court. which is how he ended up, you know, getting found guilty and eventually going to jail for 3 days. But I do wonder if that statement, because I'm sure his lawyers are like, don't fucking say shit. OK, we just gave somebody double digit millions of dollars to never bring this up. No matter who comes forward, just don't say shit. We'll pay them. And then the way the world works, you'll actually get to go and do whatever the fuck you want, because people don't actually hold you accountable unless you fucking want the smoke. And I wonder if we're like 3 months away from like Diddy's going to trial.
I think so. And what's the singer's name? Cassie Casey. I didn't know.
Casey.
Casey. She's good for her that right now she can be like, let's say he settled for 20 million. And it's like, good, I got the money and it's fucking out now.
Yep. And I don't know if she'll get justice because no one does in America. But maybe just fucking up his reputation and trying to destroy it will do something. Because as much as, you know, I feel like Cosby obviously got off light, there's a reason he's still not working, because he know everywhere he go, it's going to be a problem. Like, I remember when he tried to do that tour, the I'm suddenly blind, but I can still perform tour. And like, remember the people heckling him in the audience and him not being able to finish his act? And then all of a sudden the tour need to go on hold. Americans might not be worth shit, but and maybe it's not because their heart is in the right place. But when we have a thing to ridicule you about, we're pretty good at like not letting it go. So maybe
also, I wonder if the venues don't want that bullshit.
True.
It might be difficult. As much as he's Cosby and he could probably fill the room, the venue could fill the room with someone else who won't get eggs in their face. You know, like, it's they don't want this. And then it's like, oh, you're the ones who let Cosby on. It's like, now we're political. Now we're saying something.
And if you're like the sixth venue and he stops because the third venue is where he got heckled, you just fucked up your money and time for no reason. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is he even going to get six shows? The way shit is going, like, you're very optimistic to think August is when he'll be coming through the New Jersey Coliseum and shit.
How many TikTok followers does he have? You gotta have influence. Yeah,
listen, I'd rather have seven Matt Rifes than one Bill Cosby. I said it. I'd rather listen. Unfunny is a different type of sin, and I'll deal with it.
There it is.
He's like, I just make jokes about punching women. Come on, y'all. But what was the poll?
Have you cheated on your partner at a holiday office party? Now, keep in mind, it's a newish poll. 9%. But it was 12 the other day. But put it down for 9%. I don't know, on Reddit, they're freakier.
Yeah.
But the forums is 9% right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
It's high.
I mean, I feel like Reddit would be higher because Reddit has porn on it. So
right.
Well, because Reddit both partners are on.
Yeah. Only one of them listen to Keith and the Girl. Because they be out here telling business, you know? that's hilarious. Last episode of the week, 3755, Cocktailing with Ophira Eisenberg. Was she an asshole?
I'll let him to take this one. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not.
She never is.
Ophira. How do you know Ophira?
Did y'all book these people on purpose that so that you knew that I would do this show and I wouldn't get any assholes? Because I feel like that's a thing that's
personal.
Kind of been trending that way for a while now. And I just, you know, I'm like a dick every once in a while. But she was great. That's so fucked up about the school bringing up her traveling all the time. Yeah. You know, because she's a woman. Like, oh, it's a mom. You work? Wow, you must really not love your kid. And that's why we need Barbie, okay? That is why it's a good movie. We're not past this shit, guys. I know we are. We read the books.
Right.
We listen to the podcast. America's not ready. We're still... That's a question you should... That's like asking someone if they're pregnant. You don't do that. Hey, I noticed you have a vagina. Why aren't you around your kid more often? You're failing as a mom and succeeding as a comedian, huh?
Oh, yeah. The dad is babysitting it? That's nice of him.
Right. Like, didn't you watch Miss Maisel? We supposed to been past this.
Oh my God, Miss Maisel is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more of that? Or is it
over,
done?
Yeah. Oh, I believe it's done. Okay. It's wrapped up.
There's a reality show now. That is a tough word to say.
It is.
Reality. That is tough.
Yeah, one of your episodes named Reality Check. I was like,
well, wow, I can type really
shooting
it
for the moon.
I can type it.
Yeah, but you knew we'd have to say it again. I got to say it. I learned a lot about Jewish holidays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I told y'all down here it's all white and black. It's no fucking... This is how I get my culture, honestly.
Turns out you don't get gifts every day. Turns out they don't fuck through a hole in the sheet. Like, this, this is mind-blowing.
They clearly taught us that they get 8 gift things because they know we as Americans only understand Christmas.
They're such liars. 8 crazy nights. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy.
Chocolate, you get those all the time. If you like, that's not even. Then to find out the real one's not good chocolate, that's even wilder. Right. Oh fuck! I'm waiting all year to get not good chocolate. Have you heard of Easter, motherfucker?
You're doing that wrong. You do the dreidel you hope to lose. Nah, they're all yours.
Yeah. Like, no, I can go buy real chocolate, please.
I mean, like a crackle bar. No, I think you won.
Not even Toblerone, dog. Oh, fuck you. But it was good to learn, okay? That's how we do. We learn about other cultures. Speaking of learning about other cultures, Norman Lear dies. Norman Lear, TV legend.
Did you like those old shows?
I love the Jeffersons. Okay. Loved the Jeffersons. Me and my grandma watched the Jeffersons like every day.
Best theme song.
Well, yes. Moving on up. It was the best. Being on burn in the kitchen. No, whatever it was. Oh, so good. Also, like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody on the forums or somewhere else. Oh, it was Twitter. Said they saw you at Surf Reality. And Kenda singing that song was the best version they ever heard. True story.
Wow. Yeah. I believe it. Now, let's talk about his shows, though. Because I feel like we got stuck on All in the Family.
Right.
But Good Times, Sanford and Son.
Dummy.
He did those two also?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's a legend. A while ago on Twitter, because, you know, like, it's Twitter and it always goes to a negative, depressing place.
Sure.
There was like a quote or something from him and they were trying to be like, this guy's your hero. He made all these black shows. But one time he said something that was a little racially insensitive. I'm like, he made racially insensitive shows. You're not right. Catching him in something. Right. And guess what? He did that with a bunch of black people in the room helping them write the racism. Like, I don't know what to tell you, dog. I fuck with Norman Lear, dog. And All in the Family was before my time and not as on as often as the Jeffersons. But I feel like that's my grandma, not me. Like, she must have been the one to be like, I don't want to watch this one because it's from the white people perspective. But she loved the one from the black people perspective because George used to be, man, he used to be talking real racist about white people. And I loved it. It was the best part of the show.
And a hell of a dancer.
Oh, man, that thing with the feet and stuff. But I just like George Jefferson looking up to the taller Tom, whatever his name, white dude, and just calling him like cracker and hunky to his face. In like
he's married
70s.
To a black woman.
Yeah, who's married. Yeah. And he would call her like all kinds of coons and shit. I was like, oh, it shaped my humor.
Isn't that Lenny Kravitz's mother?
I want to say yes.
Lenny Kravitz's mother
Karen,
was the neighbor.
The studio audience says yes.
Thank you. Thank you, people who know the truth about the Jeffersons. Thank you.
Give it up for those people over there. Ooh. But yeah, I don't know. And I think because I just didn't watch All in the Family, I just didn't. I only remember the wife having a very annoying voice because they always used to make the wives back then fucking worst. Why did they never get to participate in the fun? They'd always like, oh, Orgy, don't do it. Like,
what we sound like in your heads. I want to say it over and over again. Pick it up. Why don't you love me? Orgy.
Man, woman.
Mr. We could do something. Over.
Those were the
best impression.
And then they look at each other like, maybe we fuck sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah. They never used to even give them like a sexy episode, really. Like, at least not back in the 70s and early 80s where like, oh, she's got on a nice dress today. And you can kind of, no, it's just always, you were more of a mom than a wife. And the kind of wife you were was an annoying wife that never thought anything was fun. It was just, George, why you got to talk to him like that? I'm like, you married this man who's funny as hell and calls everybody cracker. And you don't, this is a surprise every week.
I thought that was just for us. I didn't know you'd say it to the neighborhood.
George looks out, Weezy looks at the camera like, oh, George, they recording.
And you know what? That's why when Mad About You came out, it was like, holy shit, the woman in this relationship is talking back. She's going to work. Like, I don't think people understand how my jaw was on the floor. I'm like, did she just say that to him?
Yeah.
But it because we're so used to them being like, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, but help me. I'm so dumb. And she was like, no, I'm not doing that. You do it. And oh, but he has to pick up his laundry by himself and he's going to get lost in the big city.
And he did Maude, which is a show where a woman is the lead. Like, I feel like Norman Lear was just addressing his critics. As he got more shows, they were like, you do a racist show with about a white family with a racist white dude. He's like, you know what? We should do a spinoff with the black dude that he races. What about women? Let's do one with Marge. She's kind of fucked up and she's going to be like, he's that dude's a G, man. We got
they were always cooking, the wives. They were always cooking just to keep them busy.
Always, man. Oh, my God. Either cooking or just not laughing. Like, I don't know why the funniest motherfucker on the earth is talking to you. You're just like, George, come on now. Why would you say that? Like, because he's funny as fuck.
It's probably because it's so much fun having such a charismatic husband in a world where no one appreciates you, including him, and nobody has to, and you'll never be getting paid, and you can't get out of the situation, which is so hilarious to everyone who comes visits. But you live my life. Maybe because that.
And that's how Barbie ended, and that's why it's a good movie. I don't care what y'all say. You'll never take it back.
I'll never see it again, and I'll never take it back.
Yep. Now, I got it after one viewing. It's all up here, guys, but they were right.
Ladies and others.
I do love that. Fear's critique that it was about Ken is hilarious.
That's funny. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah.
So fucking funny. It was like, yes, it is so good. The musical song that we all remember is the song about Ken. So you win. Squid Game's reality show was the finale aired.
Yes.
Keith did watch it.
I'm free.
Couldn't stop himself. And you say you're free.
Yeah.
Do you know that they're having a season two, or do you just, they might have a season two?
I saw some on Twitter for a split second. Sure. There will be a season two. The end of season one gives a website to be a contestant. There will be one for sure.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. God. What, are you going to try to be a contestant?
I'll apply.
Are you going to get out of watching it?
But I'm not
watching
it. I
don't have to watch it. I lived it.
Then I'm allowed to watch it. If I can watch it when Henda's on, can I watch it if I'm on?
I want to see Keith on there saying, they think I'm fucking stupid. I don't. Also, like, who wants to live in a world where you admit everyone thinks you're stupid? I'm not giving that away to
anybody. My superpower is I'm an idiot to everyone.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm stupid.
They just
wait. It's a crazy coincidence.
I'm 58 now, but just wait.
They never say what they do to make people think they're stupid. Right. You're like, yeah, so like it was a pool door. I pushed it and I just kept pushing. So they think I'm a fucking
And that's going to work for me later when we play tug of rope.
Yeah. We play marbles. I know these motherfuckers think I'm finna fuck up the rules.
I said tug of rope. They think I'm stupid. It's called tug of war.
Okay,
that's
now
gonna help me.
We need a sketch show, and the sketch is the person's that person that goes, they think I'm stupid, but then it's just a bunch of clips of them doing stuff like reading books upside down.
Winking every time to the camera. Yeah. Magnifying glass like the wrong way.
I can't figure out this Keurig machine. This is not going to go well.
Do I eat the pod and then pour the hot water in the...
When it's time for the challenge later, I don't know who wants to be on my team. It said hot water. I'll put it in cold.
Idiot me.
Duh. That was... cut to the confessionals of the other people. They're like, I'm starting to think this guy's a genius.
No one could be this dumb. He like flipped the game.
Yeah.
He started over. As I sleep, I go, God, I'm so dumb.
Yeah. We're extra worried about Keith because this motherfucker can't be this stupid. So
did I don't want to get in game? Any matchups.
Yeah. I think he's in on it like the old man in the TV show.
Right. This is the elephant game. Envelope game. What the fuck is an envelope? This guy's dumb.
What normally goes in these?
Gotcha.
I've never seen. Oh man. Did they have a person that was in on it?
No. That, like, no, and nobody came back. Like I thought they would. That's
I feel
good.
Like they I feel like Netflix didn't understand what the fucking regular show was.
Yeah. Right.
That would have made it good. Yeah. If you really did bring people back and be like, actually, this motherfucker is the CEO of Netflix.
Yeah. It's right. It's just flat out rigged. But yeah, there was no surprise.
Corny. We already did the poll for this one.
Yes.
I believe earlier.
87.5% said, I will watch this bullshit.
And Keith
I
said
was the
he
only
won't.
One who said no.
He said he won't. And none of us believe him. Last week on Keith and the Girl, Karen did a great job. That's mm-hmm. how she always does. It was fun.
Are you pandering to the crowd?
Sure. Let's say yes. Listen, our audience is beautiful. All right. They're very funny. They're very smart. They always got something good to say. You know, we love to see it. I'd take them out to dinner. That's how much I love this audience.
I would fuck the audience.
I would
lie.
Listen, okay? I'd schedule titty time if it wasn't going to get me in some HR trouble, all right? I'm pretty sure that, not to go all Richard Dawson, but, all right, that's it for last week on Keith and the Girl for 2023.
Yes.
Had a Whoa. Great time. It was fun. We made it. We did it. Shout out to the audience. Shout out to the people on the forums. You guys made it so fun. We love when you leave comments on the forums. I love going in there and interacting and seeing what you guys had to say. And we'll see you next year.